I haven't had toppers, yeah, since St. Cloud.
Yeah, I mean that was. I think that's the last time I had it too.
And I don't think I've. I may have never had it sober.
Right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 206.
This is a podcast where two drunken racketeers play retro games for your amusement. I am racketeer number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am racketeer number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to not be doing really any racketeering per se.
No, that's what they call tennis players.
Oh, right? It is. Okay. We're gonna play a couple of tennis games this week. We're going to play Super Tennis on the Super Nintendo and then try out Smash Tennis. Also for the Super Nintendo, yeah. So that should be pretty sweet. But before we get to our tennis games, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going, you know, same as pretty much every week lately.
Yeah. As you can hear, Revelers, we're once again recording quarantine style here. I mean, we are. And we will be probably for the significant future, but.
Yep. Even though, you know, places are opening up and stuff.
Minnesota's opening back up. Yeah.
We're just going to ignore that and keep doing what we're doing because
we're gonna be back on lockdown.
It's too early.
Yeah, it's way too early. We're gonna be back on lockdown in, my guess is 2 to 6 weeks, somewhere in there, probably a month, you know, 4 weeks or something, but we're gonna be right back in it. So
I'm just gonna hanging out here at home, you know, I'm doing my schoolwork that I have
and that's
playing
about
some
it.
Video games, watching movies at night. I got Abby to watch. We watched the Rocky movies.
Oh, all of them?
Well, the four that matter.
Okay. You didn't watch.
I'm not gonna watch five because that movie's garbage.
Is it garbage? I don't know. Actually, if I'm just being honest, I don't know if I ever saw
The fifth one's stupid. It's like Rocky's not even a boxer. He's coaching.
Yeah.
A guy named Tommy Gunn.
But it's not his son, right? Like,
not his son. It's just some other guy he meets, and then that guy Tommy Gunn becomes really good, and you know. But all he hears is how he's not as good as Rocky. So he wants to then fight Rocky, but Rocky doesn't want to fight. So the movie ends with a bare knuckle like street fight out back of a bar.
What? In Rocky?
The big climactic fight of Rocky V is they just go out back and beat the shit, and Rocky just beats the shit out of this guy with his bare fist.
Right. Wow.
So we watched the good ones. One, two, three, and four. Well, three and four are fantastic.
That is correct. That.
One is really rough.
It is. It's really slow. It's really hard
to
get
really
through
one. Slow. Rocky's not really likable.
Yeah, I agree.
He's kind of rapey.
He is. Poor Adrian.
It's kind of uncomfortable at times. Just weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, three and four are fantastic.
Yeah. Fucking, you got Mr. T, you got. Isn't Hulk Hogan in three as well?
Yeah, in three.
And then you got fucking Dolph, Drago.
Ivan Drago.
Awesome. Fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. That's cool. Kind of what we did.
Excellent. Excellent.
How you doing though, man?
I'm good. Not too much new to report, obviously. You know, just I've been working, which is cool. I'm pretty nervous about this reopen. All of a sudden, like, everybody's been you know, acting very, you know, with it at work. And now we're going to reopen. And now I'm getting emails about how people are going to come back into the building and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, let's just hold our horses here for a second. I'm still not comfortable with people in the building. You know, like I'm there and I'm fine being there by myself. But, you know, I don't know. So that's giving me a little bit of pause. But
yeah.
But yeah, but other than that, I'm good. Not much new to report. But tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I've started playing a game called Nier Automata or Nier Automata. I don't know.
Automata. I think Nier Nier Automata. I don't really know how to pronounce it either. I know what you're talking about, but
you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
But I don't know anything about the game.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
What kind of game is it anyway?
It's like a open world third person like action RPG.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like a hack and slash, but you're leveling up and stuff. For the most part, that's what it is. And then, you know, there's a bunch of side quests. So you're running around all over the
Can you say that again, Drake?
It takes place in, yeah, like the far future, where like a long time ago aliens came down to Earth and took over something, and humans fled Earth and went to the moon. And,
Okay.
Now you're fighting, you're an android created by the humans fighting robots created by the aliens.
Ah, okay. that makes sense.
Yeah, but mostly the combat's very button mashy.
Okay.
Just hack and slash and stuff. At the same time, it's cool that during certain parts of it or at certain levels and stuff, based on the camera angle, like it can be just a regular, you know, third person game, but sometimes you get into a position and it kind of turns into like a 2D side scrolling game.
Oh, really?
And then sometimes, because you also have this little like pod thing that floats around with you that shoots bullets, and sometimes then it turns into like a twin stick shooter.
Oh. Or
sometimes you're flying a mech and it becomes like a bullet hell shmup.
Oh, cool.
So there's a lot of variation.
There's genres mixed together in there.
Yeah. Cool. So that I like about it. It's very, very Japanese.
Yeah. Is it like anime-ish and
I don't know if I would say that. But it's just the way they deal with lots of things. It's,
right.
But I mean, that's
how far into it would you say you are?
I'm over halfway.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you've given it a good shot here.
Oh yeah. I'm a good 13 hours into it. Oh,
nice.
So.
Nice. Cool.
I think so. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. We'll see. Yeah. How it kind of pans out the rest of the way, but it's fun.
Excellent. Is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing so far, yeah.
Great. You? Well, I've been playing Smash, of course. nothing new to report there. Been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I will report to the Revelers that I let down my friends Jurek and Abby this week. I had a real good shot at a large spike in the turnip game, but I got decreasing instead. So
we gave you a large spike last week.
I know, but since I got decreasing this week, I feel like next week is going to be real good for me. I don't know. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Okay.
But I've also... So actually, after we recorded last week, I had a bit of liquor in me, and I was feeling saucy. I was lightly sauced. I purchased a brand new indie game called Super Mash, which is also a game that mixes genres, as you were talking about.
Literally.
Quite literally. So, Super Mash is getting fucking blasted on the internet.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. People do not like it, I guess. I have been having fun with it. I've probably put in 3 hours, maybe, on it now or something. I don't know. But that's about the, you know, you can't sit there and play it for hours at a time. It's not that kind of game. So basically, you have 6 different genres to choose from. Apparently, there'll be more in DLC and stuff like that. There's platformer, action-adventure, stealth, JRPG, shoot-em-up, and one more that I can't remember off the top of my head. But Metroidvania is the last one. And so you pick 2 genres, and then it makes a game. And the games are all different, although they're not actually that different. They're different. They're definitely different. You have different goals and stuff in every game, but a lot of the characters are recycled and a lot of the assets and stuff. So like, yes, it's different and it's a different layout of a game you've played, but it's probably similar to a game you already played. It's not like the concept of Super Mash, I For some reason, I lost the title there for a sec. But the concept
probably because we're playing Super Tennis and Smash.
I think I read it at the same time or something. But Super Smash, like, I love the concept. It's fucking brilliant. And just the execution was just not that great. Like, I wanted it to be better than it is. But I get it. I applaud the developers for making something that, you know, we really haven't seen before, you know?
Right. It's a very ambitious concept and idea.
It is, but it just didn't quite turn out as highly polished, I think, as they would have liked. I also found out that it came out on PC like last December or something like that.
Oh.
And I didn't even know that. And the same reviews were out for that. And I should have read it, but, and it's like, honestly, I guess it's getting blasted on the internet. I'm actually enjoying it. I'm having fun with it. Like, I don't think I would say go out and spend $20 on it right now. Maybe with some DLC, it could get better or something, but I don't know. Like, they need to add more stuff. There needs to be different, like when you play a platformer, there's like three different characters that you might be, you know, like, or same with a stealth or something. I've been finding the JRPG mashups to be the most fun.
Yeah. So like in these mashups, is there in each time is, I mean, like how, is there an end point in the, like, essentially that it makes
you froze game? You froze there, Jared. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, can you like beat each game that it makes for you or whatever?
Well there's a goal. I mean, for each game
there is a goal.
So it's just like and sometimes, like, if you did, so you can set it, so you pick your two, you pick your two mashes, your two genres, and then you have settings. There's two settings: difficulty, so you can do easy, normal, or hard. And then length. So you can do short, average, or long. And you can mix those up in any combination you want to. And so like if you do a short, easy game, it is going to be pretty easy. And like what the goal might be is like, talk to this character in 5 minutes. Like you have 5 minutes to talk to this character, or like, sell the silver sword at the shop. Like they're pretty easy stuff. Weird. You know, and like in a platformer, it might be like, save the princess, you know? And I played one the other day that was a save the princess, and it was a tall vertical level. Right. But it was a platformer. And so I don't remember what the other genre was, but so I was like going up and up and up and up, and I couldn't find the princess, and my time was running out, but then I died and I went all the way back to the beginning, and there was a little corner right at the beginning that I didn't explore, and I jumped over this little hill and the princess was right there at the beginning. Like I could have beat the game in about 5 seconds, but I went up instead of down.
Weird.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, so it's okay. It's not the greatest game of all time. It's very ambitious. Like, I think the concept is super cool. And I think like this is probably the blueprint for a even cooler game that will come, you know, in a few years or something. If that makes sense, you know, like some now developers have seen like, oh, these guys did this. Well, we could do this and make it way better, you know? And so, and you can like, you can affect your mashes. So each time you beat one, you get cards, and they're one-time use cards. And it's like, have the shooting ship from this shoot 'em up, or have, this power up, or this glitch will happen. Oh, that's another thing. There's glitches. So like when you start a mash, it'll tell you what your, well, it won't tell you how to activate them, but it'll tell you what glitches are active, and there's good glitches and there's bad glitches. And so like sometimes, like if you don't attack for 3 seconds, a glitch will happen. And like sometimes it's good where like if you don't attack for 3 seconds, like you get an attack bonus, or you gain life or something. But then there's bad glitches, like if you don't attack for, you know, I'm just using don't attack for 3 seconds as an right. example, but if you don't attack, you know, and two enemies will spawn or something like that. Like so that's kind of cool. Although I don't know. I played a mash not too long ago that that I'm not sure if the game itself is broken or if I just got a glitched mash, but like I was playing a JRPG mash, I think JRPG and Metroidvania or something like that. And I was walking, it was like a top down view, and I was, my character was walking and I went up against the wall and I pressed towards the wall and I glitched through the wall. And then I was in the empty space around everything and I could keep walking around, but I could not get out and I couldn't do anything. And I couldn't even end the game though. So like, I think that was an actual glitch with the game and not a glitch in the mash. If that makes sense. I don't know. Anyway, Super Mash, it's okay. I don't think I would recommend spending $20 on it. If it goes on sale for like 10 bucks or something, I think I would say pick it up. But that's, yeah. So anyway,
okay, well, I'll keep an eye on it, maybe in a sale or something.
Yeah, but maybe in a sale, but also I don't know if I even recommend it in the sale.
Okay. Maybe I'll just steer clear.
Yeah, I would maybe read some reviews before you buy it, but the reviews are going to be pretty bad. So, yeah. Although my review, I like it. It's not the greatest game, but it certainly, it's provided me with a little bit of fun this week. So,
okay.
You know, anyway, Jurik, we are going to be playing some tennis games, Super Tennis and Smash Tennis, or Super Family Tennis, I think, as it's called in Japan. But what do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Oh. Yeah, we can probably do that.
We can probably do that.
We can get to our three questions right now.
Great. I thought you froze again. Sorry about the weird internet issues we're having, revelers. But here we are doing this quarantine style. Okay, so we've moved on to three questions. Let me pull them up here. Here we go. Okay. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Super Tennis and Smash Tennis. Three questions. Question number one. Super Tennis and Smash Tennis are very similar in the way they handle their characters. There are 20 characters to choose from in each game, and they both have a mix of male and female characters. But what is something truly unfortunate by today's standards that they both share about character selection?
Is it that, I know in at least one of them, I guess I'm assuming this is in both, that you kind of see their names, but you don't see what they look like or what their stats are.
You got your coins, Jurik. You got your coins. Neither game gives you the character's stats. But that's a problem because there are 20 different characters in each game, and each character in both games is very unique, and they each have their own strengths and weaknesses, but neither game tells you what they are when selecting the character. So you just have to learn through trial and error who you like the best, you know?
Which character you like.
Yeah. So,
and I guess I don't know about Super Tennis, but I think Smash Tennis, at least, does not even show you what they look like.
Oh, really? I didn't.
You're just picking a character. You don't know what they look like. You don't know what their traits are.
All you have is a name.
All you have is
and
a
name. And it's one name, right? It's just like Helen.
Yeah, it's like a first
Helen
name
or Todd, you know?
Yeah.
Todd is probably not one of them, but I could be wrong. Okay, one for one here, Jurik. I didn't think you were going to get these. Okay, here we go. Question number two. This is about Smash Tennis in particular. There are 5 unique courts in Smash Tennis, each with their own environmental sight gags. What happens if you hit the climber on the mountain course?
Doesn't he like fall down a little bit or something? Or he slides.
That is
down?
Correct. You got your coins, Drake. He slides further down. So you play on top of a mountain. There's a course where you play on top of a mountain, and there's a climber climbing up at the bottom of the screen. And if the ball goes by him, he falls down a little bit. If he gets to the top, which he can get to the top, and if he does, he'll just plant a flag and then stand there and cheer you on the whole time.
Yeah.
and the only reason I made this a question is because I read like 4 reviews and every single review mentioned the climber. And I just was like, oh, so this is the best feature in the game is the fucking climber who falls down. But a lot of reviews mentioned in Smash Tennis, the like how detailed the environments are. Maybe they're not necessarily super detailed, but they included fun stuff like that. Where
cooler than just
a static background,
a tennis stadium.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay, and that's about all the information I could find on these two games. So I have a third question, but now it's time for tennis facts.
Snake facts.
Snake facts. Oh, I don't have the... Oh, yes, I do. Mamma Mia.
Nope,
wrong one. I played Mamma Mia. Hiss? It did hiss right here.
Mamma Mia?
Yeah, Mario says Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah, not...
Revelers, Jurek cannot hear our sound effects, so I have to tell him what's playing. But I meant
right. Mario, Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah. this is tennis facts.
Tennis facts.
Also with a hiss, though, because it's cool.
Yes.
Okay, so tennis facts. Here we go. Question number three. Wimbledon keeps a hawk on hand to keep the sky clear of local pigeons. What is this hawk's name? And how many followers on Twitter does he have?
Oh, God. I am not even a guess.
Not even a guess? I figured this hawk, like, when you're watching Wimbledon, they'd be like, well, here's the hawk.
I don't think they've ever talked about the hawk.
Oh, shit. Well, I gave you the incorrect sound effect. But, so yeah, I guess Wimbledon has a hawk that they keep on hand. I think he doesn't really, like, fly around. He doesn't, like, get the pigeons. But just the fact that he's there keeps the pigeons away.
Right.
And so, but his name is Rufus, and he is a he's a Harris hawk. And he has 10,500 followers on Twitter. That was a weird fact. I wanted to about a hawk's Twitter followers.
interesting.
Okay. One for three here this week, Jurek.
No, two for three.
Two for three. Oh, you got the second one too?
Yeah.
What was the second one? Oh, yeah, you're right. You did. Yeah, two for three.
Climber guy.
You got the actual game question, so good job. Good job.
Yeah. I just didn't get the question about the name of the hawk.
The hawk. I thought, I know Jurek watches Wimbledon, and they must have talked about this, you know? Like,
if they have, I don't remember it.
Okay, well, Rufus the hawk, you know now.
It's possible they've offhandedly mentioned it.
Uh-oh.
It's hard to say.
Oh no, we're fine. Okay, sorry, revelers, about the weirdness tonight. I don't know. We're having some internet issues. but Jurek, would you like to tell us a little bit about Super Tennis on the Super Nintendo?
I will. Super Tennis was released in 1991. It's developed by Toze and Tonkin House.
Toze.
T-O-S-E.
Oh, T-O-S-E, Toze. Okay, Toze. Yeah, I don't know how to say that.
But I clicked on their link on Wikipedia, and it sounds like, yeah, they've made games for a long time, but they don't generally... It's like they're a developer that doesn't want to be known.
What?
Like, they work on these games, but generally the company itself isn't credited.
What was that?
Like, they're like a ghost developer.
Weird.
Like, nobody gets credited from their company that works on games.
That is so weird.
Including the company itself.
So they don't put their, like, I guess we've already got this game going. I didn't see the title screen, but, like, they're not even on.
And the title screen says something else, like, and not even Tonkin House, which is the other developer.
Weird.
And then Tonkin House developed or published it in Japan, but in America it was published by Nintendo of America.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, the game designers are Chiemi Haruki, Katsuhiko Matono, and Mika Inoue.
Okay. Do we know what they did? No, because they work for fucking Toze.
Yeah. I don't even know how they found out who these people are, because
well, maybe they're
not credited.
Well, is there even credits in the game? We should have looked that
up. I guess
up.
I don't know.
Well, if you keep talking about the game here, and I'm going to just look it up real quick.
but then yeah, the composer, I don't know. It's not listed. So
not listed at all. Okay. Well, should we listen to some of this mystery person's jams right now?
Mystery music.
Mystery music.
Let's do it.
All right. And we're back. Super Tennis, pretty good. It's very like, I don't know, relaxing, I guess. Like,
yeah, there was something about it that reminds me of another game, but yeah, I can't think of what it is.
That's because I think it's just very video gamey.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, you know?
Generic, like, Super Nintendo music.
Yeah. And Super Nintendo, you know, obviously known for having real good music, but
oh hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good. It's maybe not, you know, it's pretty generic background music.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's certainly listenable, you know?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if music plays even like while you're playing tennis, like all the tracks seem to be labeled other things.
No, I believe music does not play while you're playing tennis there. Yeah. And that is actually, I think the same with Smash Tennis.
Not sure.
In that, like, you can hear the crowd noises and that's it when you're actually in the ball. Yeah. And then I think, you know, I think both games have voiceovers as well. So like fault and net and love, or I guess I don't know what they say, but
yeah.
But they do have some voice work in them. So.
Yep. But yeah, anyways, obviously it's a tennis game. Like, you hit a ball with a racket back and forth over the net.
But
in this game, there's three modes. There's singles, doubles, and circuit.
Yeah.
Circuit is kind of like a, you know, you play tournaments or whatever kind of and try to be the best around.
The best around. Fuck yeah. I mean, do you have any more about Super Tennis? No, I mean, I don't know.
It's tennis.
It seemed like, I don't know about you, but when I never had it, but it seemed like everyone else had this fucking game. Like, tons of my friends growing up had Super Tennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess I should have looked it up, and I should know this, but I don't off the top of my head. Like, this was, Super Tennis was a launch game for the Super Nintendo in Europe. But I don't think it was a launch game for us here.
I don't think so. Wikipedia didn't say anything about
Yeah. But it was, there was five launch games for Super Nintendo in Europe, and this was one of them. I think there was a football game and Mario and Pilot Wings and maybe F-Zero or something like that. I don't know. But, well, should we get to some fucking Super Tennis here?
Let's do it.
Boom, let's do it. All right. Here we go.
We should probably take a shot.
Oh my god, we should take a shot first. Jesus, Drake.
Pour one?
I did pour one. So Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay.
All right.
Man, that's going down pretty easy tonight.
Now we're ready for some tennis.
Yeah, now we're really ready. Here we go. Okay. Super Tennis. I think we should just play two-player right away. Do you want to do... Let's do singles.
It's nothing like Mario Tennis, because otherwise you're going to destroy me.
I know. one of my... when I couldn't come up with questions for three questions, one of my questions... My last one was going to be, who is the all-time greatest video game tennis player? And the answer was going to be me. And if it wasn't, I was going to be mad at you. But I didn't make that a question. But no, this is not Mario Tennis, so we're on even footing here. Footing. But what do you think? We should do singles first?
Let's just do singles.
Yeah. One player versus two player. Let's just fucking play each other. Okay, here we go. I pick first. So you got... In Super Tennis, you got 10 guys and 10 girls to choose from. Yep, they don't tell me anything about them, nor do they show me a picture. I'm going to just go with, Meyer here. Meyer seems like a good guy. Oh, he looks cool. He's got sunglasses and a mullet. So we're fucking, they show you the picture of them after you choose them. That seems weird.
Yeah. We're gonna do a battle of the sexes here.
Oh, great!
I'm gonna be Nancy.
Nancy versus Meyer. Okay,
Nancy
Let's just do one set and just kind of because we got two games to play here.
It's true.
Do we want? Okay, we have three courses to choose from here. So we got hard, lawn or clay, or three courts to choose from. Excuse me. What should we do? Lawn? Lawn seems sure. like the middle one. Let's hard. Oh,
the grass court.
I was like, why is one of them a difficulty setting? But it's because it's a hard surface.
Hard court.
Yeah, I get it. I've played tennis games before and watched, you know, tennis. Okay, here we go. I'm serving. And I did it. Ah, ace. Yes.
All right.
15 love. Here we go. Boom. I have no idea what I'm doing. Out.
Okay. That was okay. Out. I don't really know.
they really don't teach you.
The mechanic. Wow. Okay. I thought my timing was on there, but
nope.
I guess not. It just went right by me.
Fucking ace.
There we go.
Oh, I keep hitting it out.
How you like aim and stuff, because you're constantly going out. There we go. Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Smoked it back.
Smoked it back. Oh, I missed.
Oh, that's a fault.
There we go. Oh,
jeez. Oh,
out! No. What the fuck? I'm really used to Mario Tennis Aces on Switch, where like it'll go out sometimes, but like it
right.
pretty much always keeps it in for you.
Yeah.
Know? Like if you hold left, it'll go left, but it'll keep it in. That is okay. I don't know. I'm pressing A. A is not the right button to press. Oh, fault.
Fault.
I think that was double fault.
Double fault. I don't even.
We're hitting the ball too hard, and I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how to hit it lighter.
There we go.
All right, now we got a volley going.
Oh, you drop shot. Nice.
I think I like clipped the net a little bit there.
Oh, well.
And you know, tennis etiquette, I would give you the wave.
Oh, you would? Oh, sorry. Like
because it's like obviously I got lucky there.
That was not
my own skill that benefited me there.
Oh, Drake, you got to work on your serves.
I don't understand how to.
I don't know why it's faulting. That seemed like a fine serve. Oh, but that one hit the line, but
on the line is in.
I know. Fault? How am I like, faulting?
No, I'm faulting.
Double fault. I don't know why. Oh, are you pressing forward?
No.
Oh.
Are you crossing
the line and you shouldn't or something?
I was trying to do all kinds of things to prevent it, like holding back and then just pressing no direction. I don't know.
Oh. Turns out I'm the ultimate fucking super tennis player, as well as Mario Tennis. out. 40 love.
Like, I don't know if there's more intricacies involved in this game than I thought.
I think there is. From what I understand, this game actually.
Like, what is the normal, just standard shot button?
Seems
like
A
is doing like a slice.
A is doing, oh, a slice? I was thinking it was doing a power shot. I don't know. Like, I kept hitting it out when I was hitting A. When I stopped hitting A, I stopped hitting it out. Oh, X is a button,
only,
too.
You can only serve with A and B.
Yeah, you can only serve with A and B.
Is it all just about timing on the serve?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Like, throw it up and now get it. Nope. I don't know why you're
serving. You're not faulting at all on serves.
No, like zero times. Oh, yeah, that shot was sick. We got Drake's just the ultimate falter here. Boom. Oh!
I just can't get the timing down, man.
That's okay. I mean, this game is kind of similar to Mario Tennis. I mean, not really at all, but I'm just saying.
I've played my fair share of tennis games too.
Oh, okay, I got a fault. Mario I got tennis. A fault. There we go.
There we go.
Oh, lob. Okay, it seems like Y lobs. I think Y lobs. I don't know what anything. Oh, okay. Well, if you press X too late, you'll miss the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
That makes sense.
Oh, X lobs too. Okay. Weird.
Oh, really? Because I hit it back to you with an X.
Oh.
It doesn't seem like a lob.
Oh, it's because I'm pressing up. That's why. Okay. I'm playing this game like I play Mario Tennis, and that is not apparently how you want to play this. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Boom. Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Oh. Like, oh, come on. Sure. I know that was
a mile and a half.
No,
out.
I know it was, but like, why did that go out? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Does it have something to do with how hard the buttons on a Super Nintendo controller are not pressure sensitive?
Are they not?
No, but it seems like they might be. Like, I keep lightly pressing it, and we're having some good volleys here.
I'm not sure. I know when I was reading about this game, it did kind of make it sound like, you know, it's going to take you a while to get the hang of it. Okay. And that it's deeper than you think.
Well, that's what I heard too. Like, it's easy to pick up. Like, if you're what I read is that if you're a beginning player, like, you can play in it, it's fine. But if you're a pro, there's lots of cool tricks you can do. You know?
Right.
Oh, what? I hit that. I
slice it right through you.
Ugh. Boom. Oh, what? Fault bullshit.
Well, challenge it.
Can I challenge faults in this game?
I don't think so. That didn't exist in tennis until a while ago.
Turns out a lot of things didn't exist in tennis until not that long ago. I didn't do you know when they started using like the yellow green balls?
What do you mean, yellow-green balls?
You know, like the fucking regular tennis ball?
Like the tennis ball that you think of today?
Yeah.
No.
1986.
What kind of ball did they use before that?
I don't know. But that's what I read today. I was shocked by that. I was like, what? Seems like that's always been a tennis ball, but I guess not.
I assumed.
It has for us, because in 1986, I was just getting memories. You know? But... happening here? I thought we were playing one set.
We are, but a set, it must be a real set in tennis, so it goes to six.
Oh, it goes to six. Okay. Oh, a real set. I play Mario Tennis sets, bro. I don't know.
No.
I don't know anything about this real set nonsense. Ah! Okay. So the direction you're holding while hitting the ball really influences the ball. Like, super. Like, boom. Oh, rats, she said. Oh, yes, I love rats. That's a... Oh, yeah. I know how to beat you from now on. I'm going to win. I'm going to win every game.
Well, here comes your... Oh! You're about to win anyways. Here.
Ace. Is this it? Is this
this is
match point?
This could be. Well, not match point, but...
Or match
game? It will be game? After this point. It's the final set, theoretically.
Oh, man. I just missed.
Unless I come back here, it's got to dominate.
It seems like timing is pretty important for the serve. You want it to go up and then come down a little and then
match point.
Oh, here we go. Match point and ace right here. Oh,
I'm way too early.
I'm literally the greatest fucking Super Nintendo tennis player of all time.
Crowd going nuts.
Oh,
man.
The crowd is going nuts. The crowd is just like. Two mirrored pictures.
Yeah.
It's four pictures, but they're mirrored and they're in each corner of the screen and they're like, oh, woo. Yay. Okay. We did it here.
I don't know what was going on there.
I'm not sure what was going on there either. Right. Do we do another one or do we just move on? I don't know. We're at 38 minutes. I think based on what I've read, I think we're going to have more fun playing the other game. But,
I think so too.
But I'm not.
Let's move on to Smash Tennis.
All right, let's do it. Whoops. Oh shit.
What's happening to you?
I accidentally went to. Whoops. I'm taking captures. I'm doing everything that we're not supposed to.
Taking captures.
Let's see. Or screen caps. Let's see. Two game selection. Okay, here we go. Smash Tennis.
Smash
okay.
Tennis.
Here we go. So this game was never released in the USA.
I'm sorry. Stepping all over my information.
I forgot that we have to do this again. Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about... Wait a minute. Now we can do it. We've gone down the pipe. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Smash Tennis on the Super Nintendo?
I'll tell you a very little bit because I couldn't find any information. This game does not have a Wikipedia page.
Yet it's beloved. This game is fucking people love it.
So Smash Tennis was released in 1993, developed and published by Namco. And apparently, yeah, it's the fifth game in 4 years. year.
Hang on, you're gonna have to say that one more time. The fifth game in what?
Fifth game in Namco's Smash Court Tennis series.
Smash Court Tennis. Oh yeah, yeah, it is. And there was one for Famicom.
Famicom. There's arcade one. Wait a minute. Ones.
This one is the fifth one.
Apparently, this is the fifth one.
Holy shit! I did not know that.
According to this little thing that I read, okay. I don't remember what it, if it was. I think I was reading a review on it or something. Okay. Basically, that. Yeah, this release on the Switch is the first time it was ever available in North America.
That I almost made that one of my questions. When was this game released in North America? Was going to be one of them.
February.
Yeah, February of 2020. Yeah. Yep. Which is crazy, because like I remember when this came on the Super Nintendo thing, and I was just like, I've never fucking heard of that game before.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
It was called Super Family Tennis in Japan. I think it was still Smash Tennis in Europe, because it did come to Europe.
Yeah, yeah. And it was renamed Smash Tennis for Europe. And yeah, in Japan it's Super Family Tennis, and there's also a Family Tennis for the regular Famicom, not the Super Famicom. Which also has like crazy courts and stuff like that. Just a little bit less than this one, you know, like
this one. That's literally all the. Oh, I guess I don't know who made this game, composer or anything, but we did find music. If we want to listen to some music.
Well, let's listen to some right now. And we're back. This music is far superior to Super Tennis music.
As far as music goes, this wins.
Yeah, this wins hands down. It's like fucking good. Like
it's really good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Some of those jams are just rocking.
They are rocking.
Little, like jazzy or like surf rock music.
Yeah, surf rock.
One of them sounds like a 90s R&B song.
It does.
Just got to throw some lyrics over that and you got yourself a Boyz II Men song.
Fuck yeah. Mm. Boyz II Men got a little known fact, actually. Boyz II Men got all their inspiration from Smash Tennis. Which is crazy. You know, not many people know that. So you should spread that around.
Yeah, the song on Bended Knee, the music just came straight from it.
It's just completely lifted. Like that song is in this game. It's fucked up.
Well, I think that's Boyz II Men, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. What song did you say?
On Bended Knee.
Yeah, that's Boyz II Men.
I think it's Boyz II Men, yeah. Not All For One.
My sister was a pretty big Boyz II Men fan.
I listened to quite a bit of, I listened to like their first album.
I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't a Boyz II Men fan. I'm just saying my sister, she had their entire catalog, you know?
Like, I celebrate the man's entire catalog.
Well, should we get to some fucking Smash Tennis here? I'm actually really excited to play this.
Let's smash some tennis.
I read a bunch of reviews about this game, and like every single fucking one of them was just like gushing with praise. Like
nice.
They were like the most like, and they were, I like to read reviews by like real people, if that makes sense, you know? So they weren't like necessarily reviews on like, some giant gaming site or something, but like an actual person's review. And like somebody was like talking about how like when this game came out, it was only Actually, it was only 20 quid or 20 pounds.
20 quid.
20 quid or 20 pounds. I don't know which. But, you know, it was a British person who was writing the review. And, well, I would and hope so. Most games were double that price at the time. So he was saying, like, when this game came out, everybody had it because it was so cheap. Like,
it was so cheap. Yeah. It's like priced like an indie game nowadays.
Yeah. But it also turned out to be a fucking great game. So like all the reviews I read were just like these people who just apparently Smash Tennis is literally the greatest thing that has ever happened in their lives. And nice. The man climbing on the mountain is that's the greatest.
Every review.
It's the greatest achievement in any video game of all time is getting the man to fall off the mountain. Like, I don't know. They all mentioned it and they all,
well, now
like,
I feel like we have to play that level.
We have to, because like every review mentioned it and they all like dedicated a paragraph to the man on the mountain. Like I was laughing. I was like, really? They're going to talk about it again. That's why I had to make it a thing. But there's other cool interactable things, you know, in this game. Like, okay. So what do we want to do? We got two modes here. Exhibition or tournament. Yeah. I think you can play the tournament 2-player in this one. Mm. In fact, this game, you can play 4-player as we're looking at right now. If you have a multi-tap, you can play doubles with 4 people.
I have a multi-tap.
Do you do have a multi-tap?
We not should, mine,
well,
but it is now.
Well, it is now, who's ever it was, but
I don't even remember who's
like
I
one of your
say,
old roommates.
Yeah. Not even one of theirs. Like, we borrowed it from someone else when we all lived together, and then it ended up coming with me.
Yep, that happens. You know, that's how people lose stuff. Like, somebody's out there, like, where is my multi-tap?
Yep,
and you have it.
Think that person.
Oh no! What did you say, Drake? You think that
I believe the person that's probably wondering where it is our friend Jaren.
Oh right. Okay. Cool. Poor Jaren. Jaren, if you're listening to this, bro, sorry. Drake has your multi tap.
Yeah, haven't spoken to you in years, but I got your multi tap, man.
Okay, well, let's just do 1 versus 2 because that's what we got here. Okay, so in this one we have 12 guys and 8 girls. They decided not to do it even. I'm going to be a girl this time because I was a guy last time. So I'm going to be Marina or Marina. I don't know if it's – I think it's Marina because Marina is a villager in Animal Crossing. I do not have Marina, but apparently – I think she's kind of a popular one. I don't know. I read a thing on Reddit the other day about – Animal Crossing tier lists. So like in Smash, I read about tier lists all the time, you know, because there are tier lists. It's like, these characters are the best, these characters are second best, these care, you know, like, and that is, you know, it's not universally agreed upon, but it is generally a, you know, you can follow that rule to know who are the best characters,
right?
But there was a Animal Crossing tier list about villagers. And like, who are
it's
the best
opinion.
Villagers? I know. And it's like, I love all of my 10 villagers. I fucking love them and I will fucking die for them. But like, I don't have the fucking super popular ones, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess maybe I have one or something. I don't think so even, but like, I don't care who my villagers are. I guess I do care a little bit. I was kind of picky when picking them out, but like,
all right. So was Abby. She wanted the cute ones.
Yeah, you want the cute ones, you want the fun ones, you know? I mean, there's only 6 personalities or whatever, but but I don't know. Like, I couldn't believe about an Animal Crossing tier list because people,
that's
like,
ridiculous.
People will pay real money. They'll give somebody like 10 actual dollars or 20 actual US dollars to buy an Animal Crossing character from them. Like,
how do you even do that?
Because if you have a villager who's moving out and they're in boxes, they'll say they want to move out and then the next day they're packing up their stuff and then the next day they're gone. But in the day when they're packing up their stuff, if they're in boxes and you have an open spot on your island, you can come to my island and say, and talk to them and say, oh, I think you should move to, island. And so like, if you have a villager in boxes that's a popular villager, like, you can get like fucking real money for that. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Anyway, that was an Animal Crossing tangent. Sorry, Revelers. Let's play some fucking Smash Tennis. Right.
I'm going to go with Peter and assume it's Pete Sampras.
It is. It's got to be. okay, so we've got... okay, so there's some options here. We've got all the courses, resort, lodge, shrine, beach, mountain, grass, hard, and clay.
And then just basic ones, yeah.
Yeah, but then there's also...
mountain.
There's also the Whistle Stop Tour.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's like each game we play is on a different course or a different one. But I think we should choose them. And should we just go with mountain? Let's go with mountain right away. One set match. Let's fucking do this. We're going to fucking knock this climber off the mountain. So there's the bottom of the mountain.
We're
going
to lose so many balls.
Well, that's how it's done. That's what's cool about this game too, which people in reviews kept fucking raving about, is I hit it, even though that was going to go out. Oh, look, the ball's out the mountain. But like you can watch the ball go like underneath things and around things and hit things, which is just like a little more detail than any tennis game ever had. This one I can tell right off the bat as I'm serving. Controls way better than Super Tennis. Like
I dove right off the mountain.
You did just dive right off the mountain. Oh, I tried to hit it to save you.
It's still
there's the climber.
I see the climber.
We saw him for 1 second. I should keep. Oh well, I'll just keep hitting the net. But I should keep missing so we can see the climber. It seems like you really got to time your shots in this one.
Well, I mean, you did end the other one, too. I missed a ton of them because I wasn't timing them right.
I know, but like, oh my god, this one is... Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Boom.
That was that was the ultimate...
It right at you.
It was the ultimate drop shot. I dropped it literally right in front of me. Which, you know, I don't think you're supposed to do, but I could be wrong. Oh my god.
Oh, ace.
That was a fucking... lightning shot, Jerick. That was the fastest shot I've ever seen. Fastest shot in the West, you might say. Oh,
that's how we
man.
Do it.
I don't know the timing for this one. I knew that I could get the timing in Super Tennis better than this one, but that's because I've played Super Tennis before.
You know, I have not played either of them.
Oh.
Yeah, when was the last time you played Super Tennis?
Oh, actually not that long ago because it's on this Super Nintendo Switch thing.
You played it on here?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played it on a Super Nintendo in many years.
Here comes the mountain climber. He's getting there.
Is he getting there? Oh, am I still
knock him off. What? Yeah.
Why did we switch?
Because I won the last game.
But
we're tied at one game of.
Oh, so you won, so I'm serving? Is that how tennis works?
Yeah, you served first, and then I served.
Oh, you did serve. I guess again. I missed.
Yes, I did serve.
Okay. I think I missed your serve.
Is that why I like aced you 3 out of 4 points?
I think so. I was talking and not paying any attention. I was like, why am I serving twice in a row, but from different spots? That doesn't seem like tennis. Oh, yeah. Oh, the climber's going to make it up. He's almost up. Oh, he made
it. Oh, he's up.
He made it. Change court.
Knock him back down. Take him down a peg or two.
Let's take him down a peg or two. Oh, I thought you were going to aim it at him. I was trying to. I'm gonna. You aim it at the fucking climber.
Yeah, if I aim it at him though, right now, I'm gonna. I'm gonna lose a point.
Well, aim it at him, but
I don't
hit
know if I can.
Hit and bounce. I won't fucking. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Oh, because he's on my side.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
We gotta wait until I get to the other side.
Okay, now get him. Ah. I'm gonna let you win this game.
Well,
so
you shot it out. I tried.
I know.
Okay, now I can
all right.
try to hit him.
All right, here we go. Oh yeah, you
or
hit
I,
him.
Or I just
or
do
you
that.
Just fall. Oh, you almost had him. He's up though.
I don't know how to get it inside enough there.
Apparently, it's a little rarer than you know people would like. Oh man, I keep hitting it out. I don't know how to hit it like.
I know.
Softly.
Same with the other one.
I think you like to hit it regular. You want to press a button but not hold a direction, or I don't know because like it seems like what that was a fault.
It was a fault.
Oh, double fault.
Double fault.
This game is the worst thing I've ever played. I don't agree with any of the YouTubers. Oh, that was a fucking master shot.
That was a, yeah.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I hit the net. You hit the net. This game. Why can't it be just like Mario Tennis Aces?
Because the game came out 30 years ago.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. This game did not come out 30 years ago. Yeah, it did. It
totally almost.
Did. Almost, yeah. Oh, my God. We're so
not
old.
Not quite, but.
How did we get this old? Whenever.
I have no idea.
Yikes. Oh, my God. Okay. I am having trouble with this one now. I was having no trouble with fucking Super Tennis.
I just want to dive right off the mountain.
Can you?
No, you dive like right towards the edge, but it seems like it always stops you before you fall off.
Oh, you got to be really on the ball, quite literally on the ball to fucking hit. Oh, come on. That was a fucking great shot. Oh, fault. All right, Marinette, don't let me down. Here we go. Boom. What?
Double fault my ass.
Yeah, double fault. That's why I didn't hit it. I dove by it. I definitely wasn't trying to hit it.
This ref sucks.
Okay.
There we go.
We got a nice right, now we're volley back in it. Oh, yeah. Boom. There it is. 30-30, motherfucker.
I didn't mean to do that.
Then you fall.
Obviously, but.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. Now we're getting the hang of it. Oh, I tried to hit it.
Fully understand.
I don't understand the shot mechanics quite yet either. Like
how it goes out. So
it seems
easily.
Like if I press it quickly, I didn't think the Super Nintendo had pressure sensitive buttons. In fact,
no, it totally does because when you play like Mario World or something, if you just barely press the jump button, you jump a little bit.
Oh,
but
yeah,
if
that's
you hold
true.
It down, you jump further.
That is true. I guess you're right. Huh.
I think Super Nintendo is like when that started.
When that started, yeah, because that doesn't exist in on the NES, that's for sure. Okay, I guess that's right. Oh, dive! Oh, come on! I hit that. I
deuce.
Deuce. Oh, well. Advantage. Jurek.
Advantage.
Here we go. Boom. Boom. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't
gotcha.
All right. So after this, we need to play several rounds of Mario Tennis so I can feel good about myself again.
I don't have Mario Tennis.
Oh, right. We're in quarantine. I forgot about that. Okay. I don't have Mario
Tennis. The only Mario Tennis I played on the Switch was there was like a demo of it or something. Like
yeah, when it first came out, there was a free
like demo
yeah.
weekend or something.
Yeah. Or yeah, it was actually before it came out. There was a demo weekend. That is sweet, though, that Nintendo does that. How about new Paper Mario this week?
Oh, yeah, that's...
We should talk about that.
That's interesting.
Fucking drop out of
I mean, I've never, I've never played Paper Mario.
Honestly, I haven't either.
I have it.
Yeah, on 64?
Yeah, Abby got it for me for maybe Christmas this last year.
Apparently that's the best one. I think that's the best one. Or the Thousand Year Door. I don't know which one that is.
GameCube?
Okay. I don't know. I guess this one is a mixture.
I'm not sure.
From what people think, it's a mixture of the good one and the bad ones. Like, of how, like, mechanics work in the game and stuff like that.
Oh.
But... So Nintendo's not doing any directs right now for the foreseeable future. And
right. They
just like dropped Paper Mario out of nowhere to come out in July, you know, which is like only a couple months away. So like, obviously we were supposed to get that in like a January direct or something.
Right.
But, okay. I keep trying to use Mario Tennis timing and it's not working.
No, it's definitely tricky to get the timing down.
I have
but...
to fucking use, oh my God, actual Smash Tennis timing. That seems crazy. Dive.
you gotta play the actual game.
Oh, I gotta play the game and learn it. It's not like another game. I don't like this. Another game that came out 30 years later. Oh my God. I was not ready for that, but got the point. Fuck
still
yeah.
Got it, because I just barely missed the timing there.
Drake, do we have a discussion question this week?
No, but I realize I wrote down, I think I went through that website that I, you know, was finding all random questions, and I wrote down a couple in the back of my notebook here.
Well, let's do one.
Well, here's one, because we're playing a sports game and we're drinking.
yes, we are.
What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Oh my God. What sport would be the funniest? Okay, the funniest. That, I don't know. I would say the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to. I mean, right off the bat, I want to say hockey. Because I love hockey.
I feel like that could get dangerous.
That'll just get dangerous and violent.
I mean, granted, I've played plenty of hockey with a little
bit
of booze.
With quite a bit of booze in you, yeah, as have I. But like,
and it's all worked out perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's totally fun and awesome. But I mean, in probably like the preferred way to play. But but like, what game would be the funniest with a mandatory amount of alcohol? Like, how about like I don't know, like croquet or something, like just a bunch of fucking like,
or like golf,
just, like everybody's just hammered.
But then it would probably just suck because everyone would just be terrible and balls are just flying all over the place.
Right.
getting anything accomplished.
Oh my God. I think we're only going to play one course on each of these levels here, Drake. We're already looking at an hour here and, oh, but I just smoked you to get the advantage, or you have the advantage?
You have the advantage.
I have the advantage. Fuck yeah. Fault. Double fault this motherfucker. Let's do this. Here we go. Boom. Oh. Oh, net.
Damn it.
Winner. Did I win the whole thing? No.
No, we're tied up 4-4.
Oh, so this is...
That would have given me a good lead.
Is this actual tennis rules? Do we have to win by 2?
I assume so.
Okay. So we could.
I guess I'm not sure if it'll go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, it might. When, Drake, was the tiebreaker introduced in tennis?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I actually don't know if I'm right on this. I think I have an answer in my head, but.
1997.
Nope. It was in the 70s sometime, which honestly, tennis is like one of the oldest sports. And, in the 70s is when the tiebreaker came in existence. So, like, what the fuck is that? What were they doing before that? Yeah. Like,
it was just, you got to win by 2.
I guess. Or it was something else. I don't know. Like, they had a different scoring system. Oh, yes, I dove for it and I made it.
I think it was probably just, yeah, you got to win by 2. I mean, even in Wimbledon, in some of the Grand Slams, Wimbledon, I know. And I don't remember if they've changed it recently, but the fifth set, if it goes to 5 sets or if it goes to 3, in the final set, there is no tiebreaker.
Oh, really?
So it has to be 1-2. That's why a few years ago, John Isner and Nicholas Mahut.
Oh, my God! Played. You knew that? God damn it, that was going to be...
I watched that match for 3 days.
Wasn't it 11 hours long or something like that? Like,
yeah, it was. It ended up being like 65 to like 63 or something in the final set. It was the match spanned for like 3 days. It was
Jesus,
ridiculous.
That is crazy. That was gonna be my tennis question. Was what is the longest match?
Oh man, I wish
tennis
you would have
history
asked that because I knew Isner versus Nicholas Mahut. At Wimbledon, God, that must have been, 2014 or something?
Oh, I didn't realize it was that recent. I thought for sure you were going to know the hot question. I don't know. I thought that would be a thing that they would honestly, like, that's like a good TV spot for Wimbledon, you know?
Is
like showing the hawk or whatever, but who has a name? His name is Rufus. Like, why wouldn't you show Rufus the hawk?
And I wouldn't be surprised if they have mentioned that.
You just didn't register it, you know? You know, we're going to be playing Smash Tennis forever. We're at 5-5 tied here.
5-5.
Here we go. But this amazing serve out. Oh, hit the line.
Hit the line.
I let it go out. That was my bad. My bad.
I thought that was going to be out too, but I think it just barely touched the line.
Oh, man. You're a good tennis player here, Drake. I don't know how to trick you. Oh, that's not the way.
Nope.
By missing the ball, I'll make you lose. That seems right.
Again, oh, damn it.
Yeah, went off the mountain. We haven't hit the mountaineer yet.
We can't hit that mountain man.
I bet I'm going to do it right now. Yeah, let it go. Oh, that was going to hit him.
Let it go?
Well, just...
No, because now I'm in it, man. All right.
You're in it to win it. All right, here we go. Boom. I don't know what the different buttons do. Oh, whatever. I hit that. This game. Although I will say I am having more fun playing Smash Tennis than Super Tennis, but I think it's just because of the visuals. Like the gameplay seems largely similar.
Yeah, it seems it's not a big difference, I feel like, in gameplay.
No, but I guess the fact that this game you can play with four players, that's huge.
Yeah, you know? But like what? How many people really had a fucking multi-tab?
Not many.
Nobody I knew growing up had one.
Yeah. Me neither. At all. Like, you know, hard stop. No one had one. I don't know. I always knew about them, but...
Right. I knew they existed, but it wasn't really until...
It just never seemed worth it because there were so few games that you could actually play four players, you know?
Yeah, because none of them were designed that way until N64, because then they just... through
four controller ports on there.
God damn it, tie break.
Oh my god. Oh, we're at a tie break. Okay,
we are in a tie break. Oh,
okay, so we each played six games.
We're all tied up 6-6,
and now we're at the tie break. Okay, here we go. Ace right here. Yes.
Yep.
Called it.
You are correct, sir.
1-0 tie break. Oh my god, this is fucking intense. Here we go. Oh, I thought that was gonna go out.
Probably was, but I hit it anyways.
Oh, get up. Oh, yes! Oh,
gotta fucking dive.
Oh, the diving. Eater. When you hit the diving ones, it's fucking sweet. Oh, you tricked me. You did good. You did good, Jerry.
Went right back where you were.
Yeah, that's the real trick in tennis. Just shoot it where they were.
Yep.
That's how I win Tennis match.
Yeah, you gotta... Just predict what the other person's going to do.
Well,
and do the opposite.
You don't even have to predict what they're going to do. You just have to fucking hit it where they are, because they're going to run. You know, they're going to think you're going to hit it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Although good players probably won't. But
right.
Okay. Here we go. What are we at here? 3-3.
Damn it.
I think so.
We're just, 4-3 now.
We're completely equal skill at Smash Tennis.
Apparently.
Oh, yes, that was in.
I was nowhere near
that. I didn't think that was going to be in.
I just want to knock this guy off the mountain.
Well, that's impossible.
Five further.
Oh, yeah, I can't be beat.
Match point.
Here we go. Match point. Boom. Boom. Oh,
I swung way too early.
Swung too early, and there's the Mountaineer waving as Marina jumps for joy. And
yeah.
Pete fucking hangs his head. Oh, they shake hands.
No, they shake hands.
Oh, and now he hangs his head. He's super sad, and Marina's just jumping for joy.
Poor Peter.
Great. I like the... well, I guess we'll talk about it in a second here, but I think we got to be done with our tennis games. But we got two
of
them.
Both these matches went a little longer than we thought.
They did. That one took 16 minutes, apparently.
This one definitely went long.
But that's okay. But what do you think, Drake? Is it time to move on to final shots for final thoughts?
It is indeed.
Let's do it. Down the pipe we go. So, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let's start with Super Tennis. Super Tennis, Drick. How many tennis rackets out of 10 do you give Super Tennis? I really don't even know what funny thing I could do for Super Tennis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many ball boys?
How many ball boys? Okay, how many ball boys out of 10 do you give Super Tennis?
We're going to go with, oh, wait, we're going out of 10.
That's out right. of 10. Out of 10 ball boys. That's a lot of ball boys, bro.
It is.
It's a lot of bees.
I'm going to give it, at this point, like a
6.5. 6.5 out of 10. Super Tennis? I'm going to give it higher than that, and I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I actually think it's a very good game. I think with a little bit of practice, you would understand it better. I
think maybe. I just felt like every time I hit the damn ball, it like went out. And
it
I
went
don't
too far.
Why?
Well, but that's the thing. Like if we played it for more than 20 minutes or 10 minutes even, you know, we would figure out how to control the ball. Because I'm sure there's a way. And what I read a lot is that actually Super Tennis is widely considered, you know, to be one of the best tennis games of all time. And it's because you can control where your ball is. And a lot of games didn't have that, like Andre Agassi tennis. And there's a couple others that are.
Yeah. I read games. Like there was a list of a couple other ones that were.
Yeah.
Sounded like not so great.
Yeah. They're garbage apparently, but.
Yeah. It's, I mean, obviously, yeah, it would take a while to really get the hang of it.
Yeah. But fun. You know, I thought Super Tennis was quite fun.
Yeah. I think Super Tennis probably visually looked a little bit better, the character sprites and everything.
Yeah. Also, Super Tennis uses Mode 7.
Right.
Which Smash Tennis does not. So, you know, maybe graphically it's slightly better, although I found... well, I guess we'll get to Smash Tennis, but I found Smash Tennis to be more visually pleasing, even though the graphics don't look quite as good. There's just more going on.
Just because of the...
Yeah, the backgrounds.
The levels.
You know? I don't know. Which is, you know, that's needed. Like, you can only play so many matches. Although, I say that, and I put in over 200 hours in Mario Tennis where there's like three courses. So, or I think there's more now, but you know, when the game first came out, there was three. So, okay. So 6.5 and 8 out of 10 for me, or 6.5 for you, 8 out of 10 for me. How about Smash Tennis, Drake? How many, well, how many mountain climbers out of out of 10 do you give Smash Tennis?
I'll give that 7.5.
7.5 out of 10. Great. I think I'm also going to give this one an 8. Although, I guess I should give it an 8.25 because I actually
do... you liked it slightly more?
I liked it slightly more than Super Tennis. It seemed like I could control this one better. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I felt like too.
Yeah, even though we were having trouble controlling it, it seemed like what I was doing with my controller was happening on screen, and I'm not sure if that was actually happening in Super Tennis or not. I don't know.
I felt like it clicked with me faster in this, and maybe that's because maybe they do control very similarly, and so after playing that and then going to this, I got the grasp of it a little bit more.
I think they do control a little similarly. I think there's a difference in how you do your shots. I think in Smash Tennis, there's only two buttons to press, and in Super Tennis, there's more. Like you can control. Well, I don't know if you can control.
There was four
better.
In this. I think
was there. I
tried all four buttons, and they all
worked. Did they all do the same thing? Like, did Y and X the same thing?
Because I feel like on one of them, when I hit X in Smash Tennis and pressed up, it did do a lob shot.
Yeah, and I think that's in both games. Like, you press up to do a lob shot, you hold back to do a drop shot.
Yeah.
But I think you still have to time your swing, you know, which is, that's the hard part. That's where the skill comes, is timing your swing. I don't know. Both good games, though. I really like both of them. And, like, Super Tennis is, you know, a fucking classic on the Super Nintendo. Like, I guess you didn't experience this, but so many people I knew growing up had Super Tennis. It's just like, it seemed like a game that came with the system, but everyone just had it. So,
The only tennis games I've really played, I played a lot of Top Spin Tennis 2.
Top Spin Tennis 2?
Xbox 360, I believe it was on.
Okay.
Top Spin 2. And I played the shit out of that.
Is it That's anything it. Like...
Top Spin 3 I played as well, and Top Spin 4. All the Top Spin games.
Okay. Top Spin is interesting.
Then I was waiting for one this entire generation of consoles, and then Top Spin never came out.
Oh, speaking of generations of consoles, should we mention that the PS5 was revealed this week?
Well, not really.
Was it not? I thought I saw a picture.
No, I don't think so. Not that I've seen.
Isn't it white in it? Or maybe I saw a picture that's not the actual picture, and I didn't read the article.
Yeah, I don't think so. They revealed some gameplay of a game
on the Unreal
Unreal Engine 5,
right,
on the PS5.
Oh,
but
I don't
think they have officially revealed the console.
I also read that there will be 1.65 terabytes of storage on the PS5.
Oh, really? I heard less than that.
Oh. Maybe
I thought I heard less than a terabyte.
Oh no, I heard 1.65, but I guess
could
be wrong.
Maybe, yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know if I was reading rumors or actual stuff. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm not sure.
Anyway,
they still have not, fully revealed it.
Okay. I thought they had.
I think they would have. I think maybe they're trying to figure out now how to do it with everything that's going on in the world.
Right. Well, anyway, good tennis games. Both good tennis games. Jerk, do we know what other people thought of these tennis games, or?
Not really.
Okay, that's fair.
I know that people really like Super Tennis. That's the only.
Well, people really,
really
like Super Tennis, but it seems like the Brits really love Smash Tennis.
Oh, maybe. But
all
yeah,
the
I
articles,
find...
the reviews I was reading about Smash Tennis were all British articles, which makes sense because it came
obviously
out
it
yeah.
never came out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, people for, Super Tennis, Mean Machines magazine said it's the best tennis game available as of October 1991.
Yep.
And scored all aspects of the game very highly, from sound to gameplay to their overall impressions. They were impressed by the attention to detail, like how ball runners get the ball off the court whenever it gets caught in the net.
Which just seems like by today's standards, it's like if you don't have that in there, that's just the laziest thing I've ever seen. But they included that, and they were like, "That's the coolest thing I've ever seen."
Yeah,
you know, like the times they have it changed.
yeah, places say it was the best representation of the sport to date, and it's fantastically competitive. But also said the single player was nothing special.
Okay, yeah, that seems right. I don't know. I really
and
like
Smash
both
Tennis.
Of them.
Who knows?
I think Smash Tennis is my personal favorite of the two. How about you? Okay.
Give it the edge to Smash Tennis.
I do like that Nintendo is including, never before American release games, like including those on their.
I mean, they
service.
Also put Star Fox 2 on here.
Yeah, never before release games or. Limited release games, cool. And there's a couple Japanese games on there, and I don't know, it's cool.
More like Smash Tennis, Japanese game.
Well, yeah, Super Family Tennis, you might say.
Yes.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to talk to you about either of these tennis games, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. We would love discussion questions. I know we always say that, but we would really love them. Oh, we'd also just love to hear from you guys.
I didn't answer this one. The sport I think should have alcohol is gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Because it's such a composed, like you need to be perfect and like
and
perfect
like,
balance and everything.
Perfect balance, but
I just want to watch a drunk girl go on the floor to do a floor routine.
I also think it would be pretty funny to watch football with a bunch of drunk people, like because like if like I'm talking like professional NFL football, like right. just like the guys trying to run plays, you know, like that are very specific and just not really doing
it. I want you to go out and then what yeah. is it called? Just go that way.
Just go that way.
Throw the ball to you.
Dude. Run down the field. I'll get it to you. Right.
Just don't worry about it.
Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts. I think that's the only one. Although we're
maybe
now,
Google now.
Yeah, we're now on Google Podcasts, which is a brand new thing. I'm not actually like all podcasts are still on Google through Google Play, but from what I understand, in the coming months, podcasts are going to go off of Google Play and they'll be on Google Podcasts, which we're now on. And I'm unsure. I didn't look into it enough to know if there's a rating system on there. But if there is, give us a rating on Google Podcasts. We would super appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But I think that's about it for this week. Oh, stay safe and healthy out there, revelers, you know,
yeah.
in this crazy time. But Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, racketeers.
Game on, racketeers. Well, that was a good fucking sesh, Derek.
Indeed.
A couple of fucking tennis games. Abby, what were you doing that whole time?
Trying to clean the bathtub with a grapefruit and baking soda. It didn't work.
I've got several questions.